Blog Talk Radio.
Sidekick Publications is the newest place for all your martial arts informational needs. My Karate, Introduction to American Wadaru, Martial Arts Guide to Success, History of Japanese Martial Arts, Taizanru Taiho Jitsu, and the new Martial Directory. With martial art master instructors like Michael DePasquale Jr., Joe Miller, Alan Woodman, and many more. Everything for martial arts enthusiasts, techniques, shiatsu, history, all in one place. Available at Amazon.com, Barnes & Noble's, and bookstores near you. Also available on digital downloads for Kindle and ebook readers. Visit our website at www.sidekickpublication.com and order your books today. Remember, Sidekick Publications, all the action you can read.
Experience the history, beauty, culture, and tradition of the martial arts at the world's first Martial Arts History Museum. Located in the city of Burbank, California, visitors will enjoy learning how Asian history became part of American history. For more information, visit our website at mamuseum.com. Presented by the Martial Arts History Museum is our first celebrity charity seminar series. On February 24th, you will have the opportunity to work out with such great superstars as Bill Ryusaki, Art Camacho, Leo Fong, Adam James, and Michael Matsuda all in the same day. For more information, visit our website at mamuseum.com.
Good evening, everybody. Welcome to the program, Martial Arts Talk Radio. I'm your host, Danny Venna. We're broadcasting live from Wake Forest, North Carolina. Today is Sunday, January 27, 2013. Our first shout-out goes to Sidekick Talk Radio with Shihan Alan Woodman and his co-host, Renchi Timmy Prisk, with MMA Corner every Wednesday at 12 noon, Sunday at 6 p.m. And to speak to the host, you can dial 347-237-4818. Tonight I was on the program just for a brief moment, but I had listened to the whole show. Everybody's down in Atlantic City having a wonderful time at the Hall of Honors. They told me that it was just a great, great event. So congratulations to Sifu Alan Goldberg for putting this wonderful event together, and that, you know, they tell me everybody just had a great time. The next shout-out, obviously, goes to Sifu Alan Goldberg, and that he has a radio program called Action Power Hour Radio Show every Tuesday night at 7 p.m. And to speak to the host, Sifu Alan Goldberg, you can dial 713-955-0323. Now, tonight, if we have any guest call-in requests, we are having open mic night tonight, so for my guest, you can reach me at 347-215-6177. I'll give you that number again. To call in and speak live on the show, it's 347-215-6177. We have about 25 minutes left. One of the things that we wanted to get back to you. There was two questions that we had left open until I was able to get some of the information, and I looked it up. One of the first dojos here in the United States opened up by Professor Cates in the state of North Carolina, actually, Jacksonville, North Carolina. The address of that dojo was 220 New River Street, and that's where Don Nagel and my sensei, Ed McGrath, got together and started to practice Ishinru for the first time here in the United States. So just wanted to give that piece of information and add it to the show. The next one was, we had a question about Sensei Rick Namira, being that he was the first ever Shodan promoted by Don Nagel. He was also a part of that dojo at 220 New River Street in Jacksonville, North Carolina. And there was one other thing that we left out of the show from last week, and that was Sensei went on to be one of the best students ever produced in the Ishinru system. And I'm sure that the seniors and people that know Sensei Nomura would attest to that. He was a great karateka. So we just wanted to add that to the, that part of the show. And also that they used to visit a dojo where Tom Lewis was one of the practitioners at that dojo, and he happens to be one of my Facebook friends. I sent him the copy, and I pasted the link to his Facebook account of Sensei McGrath doing both of those interviews that I keep posting on Facebook. And that our lineup on Doc Radio, docradio.net, also airs on Blog Talk Radio, and the lineup from Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, as well as Saturday and Sunday shows that have to do with or that are broadcasted under the banner of DocRadio.net, which is a radio station put together by several of Doc students, to keep his teachings alive. Not only do they do that in the dojos and in their communities, which, you know, has been going on for many, many years, but they're also all getting together as students of Doc Powell to promote the Sanukesru system, obviously, but much more than that, and that is to, you know, be able to mention his name almost on a daily basis now. Just is just such a wonderful way of paying homage to your seniors. So I really appreciate the effort by, and this is the lineup on Tuesday nights at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. You have Professor Terrence Hale, and then on Wednesday you have 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time with the team of Sergeant and D'Azus. And then on Thursday you have 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time with Professor Tom Curry. And then, of course, on Friday nights at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, you have the team of Kalik and Gibbs. And that I've been trying to listen to almost every show that they air. But then, you know, I have called in a couple of times to have my, you know, say, if you will. And that some of the topics that they raise on the programs are just awesome. So, when you can, you know, and you get a chance. If you can't listen to the shows live, I'll say it again, that you can go onto Blog Talk Radio, type in docradio.net, and the different host stations will come up, and you can actually listen to the archived session. So I appreciate if you would do that and show your support. Now, let me just get into this next part of the program, and that is tonight we're also offering the program as an extension on Google Hangouts, and if anybody wants to be a part of that, all you have to do is send me your email address, and you can send it to kudan59@gmail.com. So my email will serve as a entry point for you to enter the Hangout, because all I have to do then is just add you. And if you give me your emails, what I will do is every night when we do the program, I'll send you out a reminder. So if you have any special events that you want to promote, you want to talk about your instructors, your students, your community, any events that you may be having, any tournaments, workshops, seminars, private instruction, if you're doing any special work with any of the law enforcement, military, special interests, any type of survivor programs, call in and we'll obviously let you give us the information. websites, telephone numbers, emails. This is a good forum because now what's happened is Dana Stamos has listed all of the Blog Talk Radio stations on worldwidedojo.com. Now, if you go onto that website, you'll see there's a link there for entertainment. Click on that link. When you get to the entertainment page, you'll go to, I think it's media. Yes, and then on the media, you'll see radio stations. You click on that link, and everything comes up. And they have a great description of the docradio.net lineup. All the hosts are there, the names of the shows, the times that they air. So it's a great resource. It's also another way in to the Blog Talk Radio access through worldwidedojo.com. So Dana Stamos, thank you very much for that access and that you're showing your support in a very big way. So thank you for that. After listening to the program today, Sidekick Talk Radio, because they were broadcasting live from the event, you know, it was just a wonderful way for you to almost be there through Sidekick Talk Radio and listen to, you know, just what was going on. And they were talking about some wonderful things about all the people that gathered. One of the guest call in on Sidekick Talk Radio said today that they really just really appreciated the camaraderie, that everybody was you know, really having a good time together, and that, I mean, 18,000 people, I think, is the number, or maybe more, you know, I mean, basically commandeered the Tropicana Hotel in Atlantic City, New Jersey, so... you know, that's a hell of a task. So, you know, from what I was getting, everybody was having such a wonderful time. And then I think at the time when Sidekick Talk Radio actually went live, which happens to be 6 p.m. on a Sunday night, I'm sure everybody was a couple of beers in. And sounded as well, too, because they just sounded like they were having such a wonderful time. I do want to take a moment to say this on the program. I have a dear friend. His name is Jerry Figiani-sensei. I've known this athlete and friend for, you know, pretty much my whole life. He grew up on Long Island as well as I did, and he still lives there, even though I've moved away now to North Carolina. We've been, you know, friends for many, many years. I met him through my cousin Johnny Arena when they lived on Glide Lane out in Holtzville, and that his sensei passed away, Sensei Carbonara. So our thoughts and prayers are with the family and students of Sensei Carbonara. Meant to do that last night on the program, but we were having a problem with the audio, and I don't know exactly what happened, but it was a problem. I think we have Sensei Daryl Sargent calling in. Is this the professor?
Yes, how are you?
Good evening.
How you doing?
Sounded like you guys were having a good time on the radio program today.
Oh, yeah, it was cool. I was just listening in most of the time.
I called in right at the end because I just wanted to, you know, show my support. But I listened to the whole program. It was really cool.
Yeah. Alan does a great job on his program.
He does. He really does. He's too much, that guy. But, yeah, it sounded like everybody was really having a good time, and that... you know, to put that many people together in one spot, it's really I wouldn't know what to say. I don't know how you coordinate something that huge. I mean, where you basically commandeer a whole hotel. But
yeah. It's amazing.
Yeah, it sounded like everybody was having a good time. So maybe next year.
Yeah,
how are you doing tonight?
Oh, I'm doing all right. I'm doing all right. We just had a pretty big conference call for the family of Sanukis, and I saw what time it was, so I figured I'd call in and listen in and see what you guys were talking about.
Yeah, we were just going over the lineup on Doc Radio.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that was one of the I'm trying to get it where when you go on to worldwidedojo.com, all of the hosts and times and names of the shows are listed there. So one of the things I've got to do is I've got to get that organized in my book, because right now I just have it as the teams and then the days and the times. But there are names of all of these shows, such as your show, I believe, is the Modern Combat Masters, right? That's one of them, I think.
Yeah, that's my show, yes.
Right, that's your show, Modern Combat Masters, Wednesday, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and that's the team of Sergeant and DeJesus, correct?
Yes, that's correct.
Yeah, I got that. And then Making the Connection is Friday night, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and that's the team of Soke Hassan Khalik and
yes.
Shihan Farouk Gibbs.
Yes, that's correct.
Got that one. And now I'm missing, I have the Dynamic Dojo radio show, Sundays at 6 p.m. Now, that's also Sifu Restita DeJesus and Sifu Robert Deal. And then
yeah.
I think it's the third Sunday of every month at 11 a.m., they have a brunch version of that show. So the normal show is Sundays at 6 p.m. Now, I think that 6 p.m., is it, it's on the West Coast, I think. I think, if I'm not mistaken, that 6 p.m., maybe 9 o'clock here on the Eastern Seaboard. I see that. I got to check.
Yes, is that a difference?
Yeah, it is. I think so, right, Professor?
Yes.
Because if it's listed at 6 p.m. for that show, Dynamic Dojo, I think it's 9 o'clock here.
Yes, that's correct.
It is, right? And then on the Sunday where they have the 11 a.m. Brunch show, so what would that be? And that would be 11, 12, 1. It would be 2 o'clock here, right?
Yes.
Yeah, it'd be 2 o'clock here. So I got to get that down, because I want to be able to, you know, make those announcements to promote docradio.net, and I want to make sure I get it right. You know what I mean? I don't want to be giving people the wrong times. So I got to practice that a little bit. And then we also gave a shout-out to my buddy Jerry Figiani, Sensei. His sensei passed away, Sensei Carbonara.
Oh, he did? Oh, that's sad.
It is, you know, and I meant to do it last night, but I was having a problem with the audio. I had Sensei Estrada calling in, and he was trying to get on the program, but I was having such a problem with the switchboard last night. I don't know even if the program, if you were able to hear me. And then when I went back and I listened to the session, it only captured about maybe 5 or 10 minutes of the show.
Okay.
So, any new things that you would like to, you know, promote, talk about? Any instructors that are doing anything special?
No, we just have like the listing of stuff from my organization and from the family of Sanukis. You know, it's like the you know, next month we have the big seminar in New Jersey. The first Grandmaster Billy Davis Memorial Seminar. So that we're gearing up for. And then in March, down in Florida, there's a tournament, a kids tournament, for ages 5 through 17. That's going to be held down in Sarasota, Florida, by Soke Little John Davis. And then in April, which I hope you can come to, is the Families family of Sanukis master seminar and dinner. That's going to be up in New York on April 13th. And then in June, I also hope you can get there. We'll be down in Maryland teaching both Soki Hassan, Kalik, and myself. So we have some events coming up, as well as me going out to the West Coast to do the Hall of Fame out there with the Masters Hall of Fame. So there's a few different things coming up.
Thank you for sharing that with us. And just, would you give us the website?
For what?
For your website, whatever, however people can contact you.
Modern Combat Jiu-Jitsu. That's J-U-J-U-T-S-U .com. Modern Combat Jiu-Jitsu .com.
J-U-J-U-T-S-U.
Yes.
Yes, that's important that they type it in that way. Yeah, about a phone number? You want to list the phone number?
Oh, sure. 405-367-9320. 405-367-9320.
You know, it's going to be exciting when you do the two events, one in New York, one in Maryland. April 13th, that's like 2 days after my birthday, so I don't know what day it falls on. I have to pull up my calendar real quick. Let's just see. When is the...
It's a Saturday.
Oh, it's a Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
Nice. The one in New York, where is it going to be?
It's going to be... Actually, it's going to be in Newark, New Jersey.
Newark, New Jersey.
Right by the airport. Right outside the airport.
Yes, I think that's the one you said that Timmy Prisk lives very close to that location.
No, that one's for February. For the one in December, I might have sent him that too, but it's definitely listed on the Facebook, and I'll make sure that you have an invite so you can pull it off for yourself.
Thank you. Thank you, Professor. I appreciate that. And I think I did get one or two from you already, which is in my event section on Facebook.
Okay, yeah.
Yes, I did. I see it here. Thank you for that. And that, I know that you've been busy over the last couple of weeks since we spoke about the event that we're trying to put together. I have made some headway trying to get some names of people that work at these companies that may be able to direct us as to how we get sponsorships.
Okay.
So we need to, I guess, once Alan Woodman is done with this weekend, he said that he will give us some time, I guess, you know, this coming week.
Okay, good.
Because I would really like to see if we can actually get that done. I would love to be able to get together with that, you know, special group and do our first one and see what comes out of that. I know that Sensei Estrada over in Australia, you know, definitely wants to have a voice at that event. Now, I don't know if he'll be able to come here, but he'll certainly give us the information that we need to have a booth for him. And that's with his program that where I'm just now learning about it. And what it is it's a thing for kids and parents when it comes to financial responsibility and teaching them how to set goals and set up multiple streams of income to help them and their families pay for things like education, housing, food, insurance, all of these rising costs that we see, even in our dojos. I try to keep our pads clean by replacing them frequently. Well, let me tell you something. Pads are not cheap.
Right.
Cheap. I mean, especially when you got to buy, you know, 10 and 15 at a time. So I am really excited about us getting some information flowing, between our team that we're trying to build. I know that, whenever it will be, whether it be in the next quarter or so, I don't know what the time frame was. I don't know what Shion Woodman said. Was it like May? We're trying to target like a May date?
I know he was initially trying for that. We'll just have to see what's going on with everybody, and then how fast we can get a venue.
Yes. Well, I'm excited. I am trying to get some information about people that we can talk to that will give us a sponsorship, and then also some vendors. See maybe if we can get some vendors to come down and also support the event.
That'd be great.
Yeah, I'm trying. It's something I never did before, Professor, so I'm, a little green behind the ears when it comes to asking those kinds of questions to companies like Adidas and Mitsubishi and Shiseido and all these companies that I've been calling. But I'm trying to get through the system to find out who's in charge, who actually, is there any forms you have to fill out or, what's the criteria? But I got to get to the right person first. So it's been on the phone, asking questions. At least I'm trying.
You're doing a great job. You have no problems, no worries. Just, continue to use it as a learning opportunity for you in case you want to do other big events for you and for your organization.
Yeah, I never did this before. We always, whoever Sensei invited to the dojo was, people that he knew. This now, to actually get a venue and, get a room and have, like, all these different things going on, I never did that before. I've gone to them, but I never had to organize it myself.
Or
a team to do it anyway.
Right. It's fun to do. It's fun to put it together. Some things are a little bit stressful, but for the most part, once everything gets completed and you see the end result, most of the time everybody's very happy.
Yeah. Well, I'm definitely looking forward to it. For me, it'll be my first one, as I said, and then, hey, who knows? Maybe you will learn something here that, who knows? Who knows what can come of it? So I'm very excited. I had posted a video about that. He's actually the co-host to this show. His name is Greg Melita. And when he went to Brazil, he was taking some films of his workout sessions. And he's got this one film out that he calls it Rolling with Nino. And I guess Nino's a black belt. It's about a 40-minute video, I think. And it's a wonderful exercise that we play in the dojo because it's got, music to it.
Uh-huh.
And gets everybody, into it, I guess. And I wanted to ask you a question. Do you ever play any type of music in your dojo?
All the time. We play African drum music. Because of the rhythm and polyrhythm and being able to change with the rhythm. So we play a lot of African drum music when we are training, especially when we're doing our footwork training.
It's funny you say that when you say footwork training and having to have to change tempo and timing. Isn't that something that, as a martial artist now, you've been doing it all this time, isn't it something that you feel attributes to your success when it comes to being attacked?
Yeah, I mean, the footwork alone is the first line of defense for my particular perspective. And then, of course, training with the music, you learn how to change your tempo, and you learn how to not get so locked into just one rhythm. You learn how to change your rhythm, and that goes a lot into your fighting, into your jiu-jitsu,
is to learn to change your rhythm and break your rhythm. You know, there was a lot of the old fighting guys, they used to do it as broken rhythm, you know. And so that helps when, you know, that when you're training with music helps for that.
We intend to do a show on that because one of the things Sensei drilled in our heads was that when an attack comes your way, rather than have to meet force with force, use your footwork so that you're not in the area of the strike. So that means that where you step and where you place your body, you know, is the key element as to how we break your plane. So we intend to do a whole show on that because it's the way we trained. Our footwork and the way he drilled, the changing of direction is a very, very key element in our success when it comes to live sparring. So very, very exciting for me to talk about that because it is a core element in our training. And then when you add the music to it, it's like magic. You know, it's just a great chemistry. So I'm really into playing. Even when it's at the beginning of the class, we use some oriental Japanese-style music that's very soothing when you're doing your warm-ups. But then we do use music that does exactly like you say, Professor. It changes the, I want to say the timing. Let me use that as the. I, too, don't like when you get caught up in routine. There is no routine on the street. Things
right.
come at you at different timings, so you should never practice with a repetitious routine. You should always break the monotony, if you will, of strike block. It's no good like that. You have to break it up. So the timing and stepping is very, very, very much the original architecture of how we go about setting up teaching you. We start with the base, which is the feet, because the feet are on the floor. So, excellent. Thanks for talking about that. I appreciate it. Well, we're off the air now, so this. This part of the program is over, so what I should actually do is go over this one more time. And on docradio.net, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, there are shows as well as Saturday and Sunday. So we have basically almost every day of the week covered. The only one I don't see is a Monday night show. But the way I got it here is Tuesday night at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We have Professor Terrence Hale. And then Wednesday at 9 p.m., we have the team of Sergeant and DeJesus. And then Thursday, we have 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time with Professor Tom Curry. And Friday, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, the team of Soke and Shihan, that's Kalik and Gibbs. And then the Dynamic Dojo radio show on Sundays at 6 p.m. And I believe that's 6 p.m. What is the call out for the West Coast? Is it, it's not Central. What's the call out for the West Coast?
Pacific.
Over here it's Eastern Standard Time. Would it be Western Standard Time there?
No, it's Pacific.
Pacific Standard Time. That's what I was looking for. So 6 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, and then every third Sunday of the month at 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. And then your program is Modern Combat Masters, Wednesday night at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And is Sifu your co-host, or is she also a host on the program?
I'll just put her down as a host. She's going to be starting to
to kind of step into a lot more hosting of shows too.
I see that. I see her name appear. If you go on to, which is what I'm going to do right now, I just want to see again how they have it listed on worldwidedojo.com. Did you see the page?
No, I haven't been able to get there yet.
It's under the entertainment section. Like when you go to the homepage, worldwidedojo.com, you press on the entertainment button. And then as that page loads, there's another tab you have to press. I just want to see what it is. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to write this down so I have it in front of me. Yeah, and then it's under media. That's what I thought it was. And you go to radio shows. And now this has everybody's show listed with, it's actually listed properly, I should say. It's all spelled out for, you know, for the audience. And then there's one more tab you have to click on, listen to martial arts radio shows. And it's got everybody's show with the widget listed. So you can actually press on the widget right here and listen to the show. I don't know about the archived ones. Oh, yes, the archived ones are right under everybody's marquee, I see. So this is the way it looks. It's got Sidekick, Wednesdays 12 noon, Sundays 6 p.m., and that's Eastern Standard. Then you have the Dynamic Dojo Radio Show, Sunday 6 p.m. Yes, it does say Pacific Standard Time. And then also the Sunday Brunch Show at 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. And then the host, Sifu Restita De Jesus and Sifu Robert Deal. And now here's the Doc Radio Network one. Yeah, this has got everybody. This here, Tuesdays, is Each One Teach One Radio Show. Tuesdays at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time with host Professor Terrence Hale. Wednesdays is your show, Modern Combat Masters. Wednesdays at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, hosts, yeah, see, they have her also listed as your host, right? Grandmaster Daryl Sargent and Sifu Restita De Jesus. And then on Thursdays, Professor, I guess, is his name Tom Curry? Yes, Professor Tom Curry. They call it the Warrior Talk Show. Tuesday, 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. The host, Professor Tom Curry. And then Fridays, Making the Connection. 8 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. The host, Soki Hassan Khalik and Shihan Farouk Gibbs. What else do they have listed here? Oh, and then they have links to everybody's show. When you put your cursor over everybody's name, you can press on that, and it'll take you right to the show, I see. Awesome, man. I tell you, what a wonderful thing she did. Dana Stamos, worldwidedojo.com. Go and check it out.
Very good.
I'm sorry, Professor. I'm just going on and on. Hey, look, I add this to the end of the show because for the listeners, even though we're not on the air now, at least, you know, and plus I practice saying it because it's a lot. There's a lot of shows that you have to mention now because especially on the docradio.net. Now, I think if you do a Google search, docradio.net, not only does the links for Blog Talk Radio come up, but I think all the rest of the information, especially about the magazine, also comes up.
Mm-hmm.
So that's something else that I want to... And I think the magazine's coming out soon, right?
In the next few days.
Next couple days, right?
Yes.
And it's going to be... the way you described it, it's going to be in digital format, right?
Yeah, 3D.
3D. Wow, that is so cool. How the hell did you guys do that? How do you do something in 3D like?
I don't know. Faquan put it together. He's the man. He's the brains.
Yes, he is. He's the one, I think, that when I first had called into the show, he's like the one who's into, is it programming? I think he's a programmer.
Yes.
Yeah, he mentioned that. He, like, speaks, like, 7 different program languages.
Mm-hmm.
So I can only imagine when it comes to knowing how to write the code to put a magazine online in not only a digital format, but in 3D digital format. Wow.
Uh-huh.
That's so cool, man. Hey, it's 2013, right? Wow. All right, well, listen, I don't want to take up any more of your time. Thank you so much for calling in. And I look forward to working with you, pal.
Hey, anytime, and it's never a waste of time. It's all good. So you have a blessed night.
Thank you, and you do the same.
All right.
Bye-bye now.
Bye.
Sidekick Publications is the newest place for all your martial arts informational needs. My Karate, Introduction to American Wadaru, Martial Arts Guide to Success, History of Japanese Martial Arts, Taizanru Taiho Jitsu, and the new Martial Directory. With martial art master instructors like Michael DePasquale Jr., Joe Miller, Alan Woodman, and many more. Everything for martial arts enthusiasts, techniques, shiatsu, history, all in one place. Available at Amazon.com, Barnes & Noble's, and bookstores near you. Also available on digital downloads for Kindle and ebook readers. Visit our website at www.sidekickpublication.com and order your books today. Remember, Sidekick Publications, all the action you can read.
Experience the history, beauty, culture, and tradition of the martial arts at the world's first Martial Arts History Museum. Located in the city of Burbank, California, visitors will enjoy learning how Asian history became part of American history. For more information, visit our website at mamuseum.com. Presented by the Martial Arts History Museum is our first celebrity charity seminar series. On February 24th, you will have the opportunity to work out with such great superstars as Bill Ryusaki, Art Camacho, Leo Fong, Adam James, and Michael Matsuda, all in the same day. For more information, visit our website at mamuseum.com.